Chapter 11. Old Age.
146.
Everything is a blazing inferno. So why this laughter, this delight, enveloped in darkness? Will you not seek a lamp? Note, chaos and confusion are everywhere. Hopes and dreams go up in flames. Cities and children go up in flames. Your past has already vanished into the flames of time. What is there to be truly happy about in samsara? The darkness of ignorance surrounds us, and the only illumination we have is from the fire of dualistic imagination fueled by the five afflictions. What we see is revealed by the misleading light of death and not by the true light of undying life. 147. Look at this beautified form, covered in sores, full of disease and a source of anxiety. There is nothing stable about it. This body is worn out by time. It is a nest of disease and very frail. This putrid heap will disintegrate, for life ends in death. 149. Like gourds discarded in the autumn, these dove-coloured bones are scattered. What joy can come from seeing them? 150. In this city, constructed of bones and plastered with flesh and blood, reside old age and death, pride and self-deception. 151. The splendid royal chariot will wear out, and this body is definitely aging. But the Dharma, followed by the holy ones, does not age. The true teaching of the holy ones is how to know satisfaction. 152. A person who has studied little grows old like an ox. His bulk increases, but his wisdom does not. 153. In many births in samsara, I have searched without rest or pause for the maker of this house. To take birth after birth is only sorrow. 154. House builder, you are seen. You will not build me a house again. All your rafters are broken and your ridgepole is shattered. My mind is freed from the conditioned and craving is ended. Note. House builder refers to attachment to phenomena which are taken to have inherent existence. When the fact that they are empty of imagined essence and substance becomes clear to us, then the mind is free of the conditioned entities it has created by its own involvement. Conditioning mental activity is impermanent, and its product, conditioned phenomena, is also impermanent. Seeing this, the builder of the house is made redundant. 155. Those who have not lived with pure conduct have not gained the wealth of youth. They die like old cranes by a lake without fish. Note, if the energy of youth can be turned towards the practice of a pure holy life, then great spiritual wealth will accrue. But if we wait until we are old and tired, we will find that the opportunities for practice are much diminished, as is our strength and focus. 156. Those who have not lived with pure conduct have not gained the wealth of youth. Thinking of the past, they are full of regret, as if regarding a worthless, broken bow. 156.